Hey there, friends. It's Nick with episode 80 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And listen, this is a sad, sad day because tomorrow morning at about, 3:30 a.m. or something, I am in fact going to be wearing socks and sandals. Now, I know this is horrific. It is a thing of horror, but let me explain myself. Tomorrow morning early, I'm flying out to Jerusalem. Well, I'm actually flying to Tel Aviv, and we'll get the train, the 25 miles or so to Jerusalem. And I'm going with a mate, as I've mentioned on this podcast before. And I really like minimal packing when I go away. You know, because we're always, you know, my mate and I do this sort of trip, lightning trip once a year to somewhere interesting within range. It's usually just three and a half days, something like that. And that's what we got this time, 3 days in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And you don't want hold baggage. What you want to do is have all of your stuff with you in the cabin so that you can grab your rucksack at the end and get on with it. So consequently, I've just, over the past 4 years or so, my packing's got more and more minimal. I'm quite interested in minimalism in any case. I think it's one of those things, maybe particularly when you get to a certain point where, you know, less definitely is more in terms of you have more money, you have more space, you have more time because you're not dusting, all that kind of thing. And you know, I've talked before, I think, about this idea that your environment is kind of an operating system for you. And yesterday in the mastermind group, Carol Ann said something really interesting about the first two steps she takes every day. She kind of mentally goes, thank you. And I think that's wonderful. And actually, Wendy and I sleep up a ladder. We sleep, because our cottage is tiny, we sleep up a little a ladder which has 7 rungs. And that's interesting as well, because it's got me thinking, how can I use those 7 rungs to give myself, when I wake up and go down the ladder and when I go to bed at night, a little rhythm, a little message that will improve my day. Anyway, back to the socks and the sandals. So in the past, I might have worn jeans and trainers to Jerusalem and then changed into sort of my my light canvas trousers and my sandals when I got there, but I'm not going to do that this time. What I'm going to do is wear my socks and sandals with pride in England when it's freezing, and then when I get onto the plane, probably I'll just take my socks off, and then I will look awesome, like I belong. Anyway, that's what we're doing. I'm going to try putting a picture into the feed for this particular podcast, picture of my rucksack, so you can see just how minimal my packing is. And the next time I speak to you, I will be in the Holy Land, I guess. Not that I'm particularly religious, but what a fascinating place. And looking forward to seeing something interesting, because as I've mentioned before, I think my dad was a local preacher from the time I was born, really. And he actually became a Methodist minister. So these stories, and of course, you know, we talk about Bible stories and the power of all of that messaging is conveyed in stories. And even Jesus, obviously, you know, he used parables, he used stories to illustrate his message. And whether you believe in the Almighty or not, you know, the power of stories is right there in the Bible as a way of communicating. So I'm really looking forward to, I've been looking at the map of Jerusalem today, and, you know, these things, you've got Golgotha, where he was supposedly buried, you've got Gethsemane, when he was betrayed, the Mount of Olives, you know, the temple, although it's not there anymore, apart from the Western Wall, obviously, you know, the kind of the temple area. And anyway, looking at the Jerusalem, the old city, with its 8 gates, one of which was bricked up at some point when the you know, the Muslims had control, because supposedly the Saviour was going to come through the northern gate, one of the northern gates. I think that's true. Anyway, socks and sandals, terrible, horrible fashion crime, but for a good reason. I'm going to go and see some of the stories over there. Anyway, this is Nick. This is episode 80 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. Have a great weekend, and your story means business.